morning, Glass. I'm doing great. How are you?
Late night with the Cubbies last night, but when it's a late night and a victorious night, it doesn't hurt as bad the next morning, does it?
It didn't sting. Man, talk about a crazy game. I don't think I've seen anything like that in a long time.
The game that was now I didn't stay up to watch the final couple of bats of it, but when I checked out, the Cubs had a lead. Max Scherzer, who makes $30 million a year, was auditioning to be a relief pitcher because, I don't know, not everybody's Madison Bumgarner, and all these managers think this is going to work. But the Cubs were down 4-1 early. They rallied to beat up Scherzer. Scherzer overthrew the ball. We're not going to talk baseball all morning, but the Cubs knock off the Nationals last night. They will face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Washington, as a professional sports town, in the final games of series, I now have lost 10 of their last 11. Oof, that's got to sting.
One of my friends who's a Nationals fan said that it was a wasted playoff spot, but I disagree. It really was. It was an exciting series. It was probably the most exciting series of that in the Cleveland series, right? I took probably the two best.
Nothing wrong with the Yankees beating Cleveland. You're exactly right. The Cubs were no-hit through five innings twice in this series and won 3-2. So you can bring up all the baseball stats and lore and anything else, but it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi mentioned. So happy morning for Daryl, but in a new position for you as well, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity. Let's talk about how you've gotten here and who you're replacing, because we know Kerry Thompson's been there for 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, Kerry Thompson has been at leading Habitat for 23 years and has done a fabulous job to bring the organization where it is. And the moving it from an all-volunteer organization back when it was founded in 1988, hiring its first staff in 97. And over that time, we're talking about, I think we're now on our 187th house being built in Monroe County, and that's the one we're working on for the Whirlpool Kelly School of Business Habitat Blitz Build that's going on over by the IU Outdoor Pool. If you're out in that area, check it out. We started it last week. They laid the I-beams down, put in the
flooring. Wait a second. You're going to build a house in a week? You can do that?
In 10 days. Yeah, I mean, the organization is amazing because we have two site supervisors who are leading our builds, right? And we have they're out there on every site every day. We have 12 volunteer crew leaders who come out every build who are working with all of our volunteers who are volunteering their time and energy to make these homes happen. And then, for example, this build that we're doing right now with the Whirlpool Kelly partnership, 400 students and staff and faculty came out over those 10 days and have put together this beautiful home in partnership with our crew leaders, our site supervisors, and our subcontractors who do the work. And
it makes sense. 400 people are working on it. Now that makes sense why you can get it done in 10 days. Talk about the partnership. Obviously, your connections with the Kelly School of Business go way back as well. Whirlpool and Jeff Fettig, they've had a cool connection to Kelly School and Habitat. Talk about that 8-year partnership that's been fantastic.
Sure. As CEO, Jeff Fettig, he's actually retiring at the end of this year, and he has been, he's a Kelly alum. He has been an important partner with the school for a long time, and about 8 years ago, Whirlpool and Habitat have a long association together at the international level. They've donated over $100 million. Their employees volunteer on Habitat sites. Whirlpool donates 2 appliances to every Habitat home built in the country. But 8 years ago, the Kelly School and Habitat and Whirlpool came together and said, hey, let's do something here in Monroe County. I'm a Kelly grad, and there are a lot of Kelly grads who are going up to work for Whirlpool. And it just made sense. And this partnership with Whirlpool's underwriting puts another family, a Monroe County family, in a home. And it's just been an amazing relationship that we've been able to foster and develop. And Jeff Fettig is coming in along with other Whirlpool executives. They're in town right now, and we'll be seeing them and dedicating the home tomorrow morning at 9:30. And anybody who wants to come out can come out and watch the dedication and see Irving Balthazar Castaneda, he's the homeowner. He's put in over 250-300 hours of volunteer time with Habitat over the past year. And that's one of the criteria that we look for, family partners. just an amazing guy, and he's been working side by side with the volunteers this week, and it's just a really amazing and inspirational process to see the family being impacted right before their eyes as they help build their home with all of the volunteers of Habitat. So it's a great event.
The CEO and president of Habitat for Humanity is our good friend Daryl Nair. He joins us here on a Friday morning before the big presentation tomorrow. As you mentioned, 9:30, it's a corner of 17th and Fee. You can't miss it if you're over that way. It's a house, for goodness sakes. And Habitat for Humanity, people think, hey, you build a house, you've built this house, now what do you guys do for the next year? Well, you're a little bit busier than that. Tell us, now that you're involved here for the last couple of weeks, couple months, you're learning, and you're going to help us learn, the depth and breadth of the services that Habitat provides.
I mean, the first thing I need to point out that the local Habitat, the staff here at the Kirkwood office is just an amazing group of dedicated, mission-driven people who really believe in what we do, and they are the backbone. And then you have our Restore staff over on Bloomington's east side in that former Goodwill building that are providing an amazing amount of gently used goods to the community that, again, help fund a lot of what we do. And, of course, I've already mentioned the volunteers and the staff, and then our board has been phenomenal in supporting us. But it's not just about the build site. I mean, that's what we see, right? At the end of the day, Habitat, we end up building about, we'll have 14 homes built this year, right? And that's an amazing output for an organization of our size. But if you start pulling the strings and see what we really do, I mean, we are doing everything on the front end family recruitment, identifying families and putting them through a program. And it's not just getting them to apply and putting people in houses. It's finding people who really are in a position of need. I mean, they're living in substandard housing, and that might be overcrowding, substandard conditions, paying over 40% of their income toward rent. I mean, one of the first boxes we check. The other box we check is the ability to pay. People who are moving into our Habitat homes are at 25 to 80% of average median income, so there's need. But they do have the ability to pay, and we help empower them to do so, and that's the third step. There's a tremendous partnership that goes on here. Not only are people volunteering time and energy 250 hours after they're accepted into the program, I mean, they go through a year-long coursework that puts them through classes that help them understand just, you know, the basics of financial management, understanding how to end up doing money management for the home, not just to be able to pay for the home, but to how to save money for your family and doing things like home readiness, home repair, home upkeep. And that's an amazing dedication that those families go through. And when you talk to the families after they've gone through the process and they're moving in the home, they love the home, but they talk about how impactful that partnership has been with Habitat and how life-changing it can be. And when you talk to those families, that's why we do what we do. I mean, we put people at homes, but we also provide hope, because we know that stability gets people, I mean, more likely kids who are in stable housing situations graduate from high school and end up going to college. Put people in stable housing, they're more likely to be successful in work and get promoted, and you have income stability. And then you can't overlook the fact that they're paying on a mortgage and they're building equity, and it allows them to.
It's the teaching the person to fish theory, right? Instead of giving them a fish, you're teaching them how to fish.
It is. I mean, we use the phrase, it's a hand up, not a hand out. And our partner families work with us every single day.
How long is your waiting list for this?
We keep a waiting list of right now. We carry about 1 year's worth of families, so we know we're not going to carry a list that we can't provide for.
Gotcha.
We know what the process is when people come in the front door. Is about a year for that partnership to unfold. We know how many homes that we build in a given year, and so we are building to our list, and that's our goal.
Now, let me ask you a silly question, because we hear about all these wonderful kids in our community, the North Habitat build. How does that factor into what you guys, are you guys all work together? Is that part of the deal?
I mean, you have, for example, there's a Habitat club at South, there's a Habitat club at North, there's one at Indiana University. There are builds that, like the Builders Blitz, which will be coming up in next summer, late spring, where builders in the community come together, and that's another build that's amazing glass. You get builders in the community who dedicate their time, energy, and money, and they build 3 to 4 homes in 10 days. I mean, that's and we do that every other year. So you get these partnerships, and people are underwriting homes, and they're actually helping fund this mechanism, and in doing so, that, I mean, you would ask me off the air about how do we raise money. I mean, we do traditional fundraising. We have our More Than Houses breakfast coming up on November 9th, and love to have people out there. But we also do, we have these sponsorships. And the sponsorships of those homes, we're giving families 0% mortgages. And so when we have our homes underwritten, those mortgage dollars that come and circulate in actually help fund future houses to be built. It's a great self-sustaining model. So we're recruiting families, we're writing loans, we're actually carrying mortgages, we're contractors, we are builders, we are architects. We fulfill that complete spectrum, which is an amazing accomplishment for an organization our size. It's just, and this is to highlight how great the staff is in this office, and within our Habitat affiliate here. For the last 6 years, our local affiliate has been identified as an affiliate of distinction, which is the top 1% of all affiliates in the nation, and it's because the people here do the work. They do the work right, and they're committed to putting families in homes and ensuring that everybody has a decent place to live. I mean, that's our mission. That's what we drive for. And I hope you can hear it in my voice, Glass.
Oh, I can.
I've been here for now. This is my fifth week. And I knew that I liked this job. I knew I'd love this opportunity. But the deeper you get into the Habitat family, you cannot help but be inspired by what this group does and helps other people accomplish. It's just an amazing feeling. Just as an aside, my first board meeting, we approved two new families on our list, and I asked the board if I could make the phone calls to notify them, because I thought that it would be a nice gesture. It would be something meaningful I could remember. I'll remember those phone calls for the rest of my life. Telling someone that they have the opportunity to move into a Habitat home and hear their voices and hear their stories about how impactful this is going to be, and it's usually not about them; it's always about their kids.
Right.
Phone calls talking about how it's going to impact them. It is a beautiful moment, and if people haven't been involved, reach out to us. We will find a way to get you involved.
Well, how can they do that? Is the best way to do it on your website or call, or how are those options?
I mean, we have so many different build opportunities, so you can get involved that way. You can contact our office, and you can talk to our engagement coordinator, Cindy Chen. She's an amazing, energy-driven person who is out at every build site and helps coordinate volunteers. And we'll find you a space. And the great thing is, if you want to go to a build site, you don't need any experience at all.
That's the one thing people forget. They think, well, I'm not a carpenter, I'm not a plumber, I'm not a finisher. No, you don't. You just need energy. You need energy and be able to swing a hammer.
Glass, I can't even swing a hammer, but I can handle a nail
gun. But
gun.
You can organize who to get the hammer swingers over there, the piano carriers over there. Well, that's part of it. Daryl Nair is our guest this morning. He's the CEO and president of Habitat for Humanity, and you can tell by the story he's telling this morning that this impacts our community in a positive way. This impacts families in a positive way, and that's what's been great. And taking over for Carrie, what big shoes to fill, but it sounds like everybody's in good hands over there.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we're the interesting. When you think about our community, right? One in five people live in poverty. There's no secret that housing costs in our community are inflated because we are a university community, and those housing pressures. We need to find ways that we can provide that type of relief, and we are just one of many organizations in the community that does that helps on this housing on the housing front, and it's that collective community and not-for-profit continuum that really is impactful. And I'm excited to be a part of that conversation and trying to be part of the solution. And hopefully, others out there who are listening or who get inspired, who are interested, jump in with us, jump in with another organization, but.
Just get involved.
No matter where you land, you're gonna make an impact in an area that's of need for our community.
Excellent job this morning. Please don't be a stranger. We'd love to help you get your message out, and anything we can do to help, let us know, please.
Yeah, love you, Glass. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it. Your time as always, my man. Daryl Nair, he's the president and CEO of the Habitat for Humanity right here in Bloomington, and a very cool story, a very cool organization, as he has told you, how they keep our community involved, keep our community moving in the right direction. If you didn't get a chance to hear the entire interview, don't worry. We will have it posted at WGCLradio.com later this morning, and you can share it around.